This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Landon in Birmingham. Landon says, I've been dating a woman for 5 months. She never told me that she's homeless and staying with a friend. The friend said that this girl is dating me because I have a house. How do I tell if she really likes me or if she's just really needs a house? She needs some house.
Well, just speaking as a homeless person who needed a house.
A former homeless person.
Yeah. I dated several people who had apartments. Matter of fact, anybody I talked to had an apartment. I was very experienced at that right there. Was in love with each one of them, too. Fell in love deeply.
Madly.
Oh, my God. You have a key. Oh, my God.
He said, oh, my God.
What a wonderful thing. You know, bro, of course that's going to have something to do with it. But why don't you just take your time? Let her stay over there at her friend's house, you know, and just work through some time and get to know the person. She could have just fell on some hard times and, you know, needs a, you know, some uplift. Just make sure that when you ride in on this white horse that you're on right now, mm-hmm. and to rescue the damsel in distress.
Yes.
That the damsel in distress really wants you. Now, she does mm-hmm. want some help. She's mm-hmm. That's a need. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man. When you out and you see some help coming, it could be people look at that as a blessing from God. So just got to get to know her better, but leave over there. Don't move in right away. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Let me ask you this, CLO. What are mm-hmm. some of the signs that she's just in it for his house?
Well, when she come over, she keep touching stuff. You see that a lot. She rubbing her hands on it, judging it.
This is nice.
You know, where you get this from?
I like your comforter.
Well, I like this, you know, and then, you know, spraying it on the bed with her hands before she sit on it. You know, stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
Checking the refrigerator, see if the dough make noise when it open and stuff like that. You know, counting the steps and all this here. Oh, some tall steps. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Watch out for that, Landon. Yeah. All right, moving on to Angie.
Oh, there's some nice windows. You know, you got to watch stuff like that. Where you get these curtains from? Women, yeah, doing all that.
Anything closed in.
Yes.
Ooh, throw rugs. If she's impressed by a lot of little simple stuff, like anybody never came over your house and said, ashtrays. You know, stuff
trays.
Like that. Oh, ottoman, you know.
Piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm. All right, just wanted to know those signs. All right,
ooh, all your chairs go back like this.
Yeah. Moving on to Angie in Hyattsville. Angie writes, I have a 25-minute commute to work, and my tire was flat yesterday. My neighbor was headed out and offered me a ride. His wife called me midday, telling me that I should have asked her first. Her husband offered, so is that on him or on me?
Well, it's on them. Because, okay. See, they don't have a real understanding. The wife is dumping it on you, but she really need to be in. He gonna go out there and take this next door neighbor to work. He should have walked back in that house and went, hey, sweetie, I went outside her neighbor flat. I'm gonna ask her, does she need a ride to work? Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
That's it.
I like that.
Every man knows what will be a problem for his lady. Every man knows that.
You
know,
and helping another lady gonna be a damn problem.
Number one.
Across the street, at the grocery store.
Chick.
You know, all this here, bag, groceries fall out of hand. Why are you picking all this up? When you the bag boy down in the grocery store, you know.
Yeah. So the wife should have taken this up with her husband, you're saying.
Absolutely.
All right, moving on to Carrie in Tulsa. Carrie writes, my husband and I used to do the switcheroo.
Well, let's just say one other thing.
Okay.
What the lady should say is to the lady, look, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think anything of it. I thought he had cleared it with you.
Yeah.
And then
I like
you
that.
Out of it.
I like mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm.
But it definitely won't happen again, Sharita.
Why Sharita, though?
Yeah, because your name ends in A, you know.
All right. Oh, if your name ends in A?
Yes, Carla. Yes.
Yeah.
Monica.
You Monica, Carla. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
See, Shirley different.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
She act like an A sometimes.
Don't put that on me. Carrie in Tulsa.
I like that. I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, you want to do over?
No.
Leave that alone. Go ahead.
I didn't mean it like
that. That's great radio. She act like an A. Okay.
What in the world?
I knew what you meant, though. Carrie in Tulsa says, my husband and I used to do the switcheroo with a white couple. The guy is turning 60 soon and wants to celebrate with a swingers party. My husband is all for it, but I'm not that girl anymore. Do I owe it to my husband to attend the party or not?
Get on in now.
Well, let me tell you something.
The wobble.
If you go in there, it ain't going to be the same.
No.
Get on in now.
Oh, wait. How old did she say they were?
That he's turning 60 soon.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody in that swinging going to look different now. Everybody in that swinging done look like they done swung. Just know that. Oh, this what you did at 30. It looked different at 60. I'm just telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And he think he want to go in there, but he don't know, though.
It's going to be
boy,
different.
Boy, you're going to get in there and be surprised.
So does she owe it to her husband to go, or should she stay
at just
home?
Let me ask y'all something. Have y'all seen the people y'all went to school with?
Oh, you mean like reunions and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
High school reunions? Yeah. Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah.
On the Facebook, as we say. The Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
Ain't you the one always going? Damn.
Yep.
I was at a reunion in Swole. I was talking to the teacher.
Classmate.
We come out in 85 together. That's
classmate.
What?
Yeah, man.
So it's going to be a little different at 60, trying to
swing. I talked to a dude for 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
No idea who this man was.
He's and you'll never get that time back.
Broderick, I'm so glad you remembered me. I said, Broderick?
All
from
right.
High school?
Thank you,
what
CLO.
The hell?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.